I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Back in December, I set a goal of administering 100 million shots, vaccine shots, in my first 100 days in office. At the time, some told us that couldn't be done. It was awfully ambitious. But we did it in 58 days because of the incredible staff I have. And so I set a second goal, to deliver 200 million shots in my first 100 days in office. The goal unmatched in the world or in prior mass vaccination efforts in American history. Today, we did it. Today, we hit 200 million shots and the 92nd day in office. 200 million shots in 100 days, in under 100 days, actually. It's an incredible achievement for the nation, and here's the context. You know, at the pace we're moving when I took office, it would have taken us more than 220 days, almost 7 months, 7.5 months, to reach 200 million shots. Instead of marking this milestone in April, we would not have seen it until early September at the earliest. Some experts say that the rapid vaccination effort has already saved tens of thousands of American lives. We'll never know exactly, but we know it saved lives that would have otherwise been lost. I'm proud of the work my administration has done to get Americans vaccinated. But more than that, I'm proud of the American people, the volunteers who showed up to staff vaccination sites in their neighborhoods, drove senior citizens to get their shots, FEMA, the military, the National Guard, state and local health departments, providers, running sites safely and efficiently. Retired healthcare workers coming back to give life-saving shots to people in their communities. This is an American achievement, a powerful demonstration of unity and resolve, what unity will do for us, and a reminder of what we can accomplish when we pull together as one people to a common goal. Now that we've reached this milestone, we're entering a new phase of our vaccination effort. As of Monday, in my direction, with the support of 50 governors, Democrats and Republicans alike, everyone over the age of 16 will be eligible to get vaccinated. The first 3 months of our vaccination program focused on targeting vaccines to specific high-risk groups. Now our objective is to reach everyone over the age of 16 in America. Wherever you live, whatever your circumstances, if you are 16 or older, you are now eligible for a free COVID vaccine shot. And we have the vaccine to deliver. We head into this next phase. It's important for us to look at where we stand. After 3 months of targeting vaccinations largely to healthcare workers, frontline workers, and people with high-risk conditions, nursing homes, nursing home residents, and seniors, the progress we've made has been stunning. Let me point out a few achievements. First, as of this past Sunday, more than 50% of adult Americans have had at least one vaccine shot. We still have a long way to go, but that's an important marker of progress. When it comes to our target groups, the largest groups we focused on in these past 92 days have been seniors. Americans aged 65 and older. They account for 80% of all the COVID deaths before we started vaccinating. When I took office, 8% of the people over 65 had received their first shot. I'm pleased to announce that by tomorrow, that total will exceed 80% of the people over the age of 65. 80% of American seniors of all races, religions, political views will have had at least one shot. It'll be another month or so before we see the full benefits of this effort, as many seniors still need the second shot, plus the 2 weeks to gain that protection after the second shot. But already, we've seen a dramatic decline in deaths among people over the age of 65, an 80% reduction in deaths of people over the age of 65. Still, far too many lives lost, but also a lot of lives saved. In the weeks ahead, as more seniors reach full vaccination, that number of lives lost will continue to decrease. You know, We made great progress with another target group as well. Educators, school staff, bus drivers, and child care workers. Back in February, when many of our schools were fully or partially closed, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, issued guidelines to help reopen our schools safely. Then in March, Congress approved the American Rescue Plan to fund the safe reopening of our schools. One thing was clear. Many educators are understandably anxious about going back to a classroom without being vaccinated. And many parents were understandably nervous about sending their kids back as well. So on March the 2nd, I launched a program directing all states to make educators, school staff, school bus drivers, child care workers eligible for vaccination in every state so the schools and child care centers could open with a peace of mind. Within a month, 80% had received at least one shot, and schools and child care centers all over the country are reopening. Now, to be clear, we still have some work to do with our target groups, but we've made remarkable progress. And as we continue, as I said, the time is now to open up a new phase of this historic vaccination effort. To put it simply, if you've been waiting for your turn, wait no longer. Now is the time for everyone over 16 years of age to get vaccinated, no matter what your age, no matter what your health history. Until you are fully vaccinated, you are still vulnerable. The vaccine can save your life. That's why you should get vaccinated.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.